Sunday, whoa, whoa, looks a scream. Have him on my whoa, 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 whoa. Andy, whoa, whoa, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
My name is Joseph Galliman, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Aurora Josephson. Aurora is the director of Portland Arts Collective at 120 Southwest Harvey Milk Street. She's talking about Women's Work, a group show which is on now through January the 12th. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus, Aurora.
Thank you for coming out to the gallery and being the first person to interview me about the space. I'm so honored.
You used to do Art Focus occasionally. Last year, two years ago.
I know what it takes to make it, so I'm very thank you for your hard work.
So you've started this group, Portland Arts Collective, and you have a space, and it's used to be the Tibetan Shop,
yeah.
Tibetan Knickknacks on 120 Southwest Harvey Milk Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you've stripped the floors, you've got the brick walls mm-hmm. exposed, and you've hung a bunch of paintings, and this is your second show.
We plastered the whole wall, actually, also. So I replastered. We tore up the carpet first and then took up the tile and then ground off the tar paper, and that was a real big mess. And there's actually a little time-lapse video of me grinding the very last little bit in the back, which is very entertaining, on our Instagram page, PDX Arts Collective.
So you've already had one show. A Women's Work is the second one. So this is all female mm-hmm. artists and mostly sort of above 50 years
yes.
of age.
Yeah, so they're more veteran artists. They do range. I'm not going to disclose any ages, of course, but they range for over 50. And they're all from Portland, because we're really trying to promote Portland arts and music and poetry and things that are made in Portland, but also bringing people outside so that we can see what they're doing, and we're cross-pollinating. And that's a big word for me, is cross-pollination. Between, not just between cultural groups, but also age demographics as well.
Mm-hmm. So if anyone knows this street, there are these little storefronts. So yours is probably, 15 feet wide and about 30 feet deep?
Yeah, I would say it's about, 15 to 20 wide and about, it's 606 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's our, I like that magic number.
What's your rent?
It is 808, 606 for 808 right now. You can make a stand in Portland, I think, and I think people should come back downtown and make these storefronts liven up.
It's kind of like the 90s.
It's all over again, right?
As you walk in on the left, on the brick wall, there are three really amazing paintings, oil paintings. They're all sort of moderate size. They're by Melinda Thorsness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Melinda, she's presented these couple of these COVID paintings that she made during the lockdown. The first one is Neighbors, and the best way she described it was that the man is showing her his true face. And he's kind of partially in the nude with a t-shirt out, standing in the driveway in his tennis shoes, his bright red tennis shoes. They're Crocs, sorry. And he is peeling his face back to show his true face to her, like literally.
This woman is dancing. She has like a sort of Greek mm-hmm. temple dancer's, white high-waisted dress with a long mm-hmm. billowing skirt. She's holding the skirt in one hand.
And she's barefoot. She's barefoot. And her dog is below her and kind of like, I don't know, is he going to nip at her heels, or is he just healing, or is mm-hmm. she teasing him? I don't know. It's all, and he's kind of on a little patch of bright green grass. Her colors are so vibrant. There's like greens and blues and reds and deep purple. She mm-hmm. likes the deep purple a lot.
So this is suburbia. There are these low kind of 1950s houses, probably somewhere in Portland, trees in the background. There's a little girl, a blonde girl on a bike, whizzing by. they're in a driveway, you know, there's the back of a car. So it's neighbors during COVID mm-hmm. meeting each other. And I want, why is the woman dancing? Why is the man just wearing a t-shirt and Crocs? It's a kind of crazy romanticization of COVID, you know, of maybe what would we do if we left our houses? Next to it is a very small painting. It's two little girls in tutus bowing like they've just finished a dance. Pink shoes, blue shoes, black legs, different little dancing tops. But the physically, the bodies look like women. But the
little kind shrunken of, women almost, right?
Well, their bodies look bony and muscular, mm-hmm. but their faces are childish, and one of them looks like a little old man, like a Vladimir Putin kind of face.
He does. It's very kind of bit over, like swollen a little bit, right? And the painting title is Little Divas. So if that gives you an idea, these girls are kind of bowing, but their arms are out, and they look like they might have just presented a beautiful ballet dance, and mm-hmm. they look like they could be anywhere between like 3 years old, and because they're so tiny, and like, you know, 80.
Very creepy painting, yes. But even creepier is,
yeah.
and quite spectacular too, a long horizontal piece, probably 4 feet by two. Mm-hmm. Several characters in it, a close-up of a woman's face with red hair and bloodshot eyes, a character in a kind of hazmat suit with big gloves and a gas mask kind of
goggles too.
Face, mm-hmm. and then a woman in a yellow dress jump roping. She's kind of wrinkly, she's not a kid. Next to that, a woman in a sort of blue quilted house coat thing. Next to that, a character all in red.
And with this red velvety cloak, mm-hmm. and their arms are raised over their heads. Yeah. Almost like they were grabbing the jump rope, but mm-hmm. or trying to get the jump rope.
And their face is totally covered in folds of cloth. And then there's a pink shaved poodle with bats around its legs. Chickens everywhere, and then a kind of
a monkey
hanging from a vine facing the other way.
Yeah.
All of that is in these vibrant blues, purples, oranges, and yellows, but the background is trees and what must be sunset because of golden.
Do you think it's a fire? Do you think it's on? Everything's in flames. It looks like the sky is aflame, or in the background there's a fire. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Could be. But it does. It looks. I want to think of it's positive, maybe, mm-hmm. and say that it is a sunset. I'm going to agree with you.
it could be the whole thing could be a mural. If I drove by a building in Northeast and saw this 100 feet long, I'd feel like I was home.
Yes, it looks like a maquette for a larger, much larger piece, but it has an epicness to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the brushwork is pretty basic, you know. As though it's a study. I would love to see
right.
this done
I'd love to
again,
see it on a
bigger.
Huge wall. Yeah, that's such a great idea.
Rachel Allen has three acrylic paintings here, and then she also has some sculptures, which are a mixture of wood, ceramic, fabric, and they have like planters, so that characters look like they have green hair. But these three paintings, the one in the middle, the bigger one, it's a woman, a nude woman. She's green with these pink spots painted on her. She has one black hand. Her face is black and her head is tipped back. And she could be wearing, you know, some kind of a feathery hat. And then the dots are also coming out of her hand, like confetti pouring over her face. And they're landing behind her on a little black cat, kind of a crudely drawn black cat with big eyes and a white chest.
What? Yeah, so the cat has bright, big, googly green eyes, and the woman also is wearing some kind of mask, or she has googly eyes, big googly eyes with a big googly mouth, like round circles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the circles repeated again in the kind of flower hat. So there's very nice, there's circles repeated a number of times throughout the canvas. The circles are on her body, you know, throughout the painting, on her face, and like you said, falling on the cat. And the title of the painting is Strange Dream. All of these will be posted on the website as well.
Mm-hmm. So most dreams are strange. The ones either side of this are also dreams,
strange
correct?
Dream. It looks like it's a series, yeah.
So one is kind of abstract. It looks like a vase with peacock feathers appearing from the neck. And then the other is a face, a person. But their face is blotted out, kind of like Squid Game. It's just blank oval with flowers painted on it. And there's something else at the bottom. Right next to that, these gorgeous small paintings by Angelina Woolley.
Yeah, Angelina Woolley has a series here. And we have Havana Night on top. And the girl she's fanning herself in the green, bright green dress with the purple fan. And there's an abstract background that could be billowing, what, plumes of fluffy cotton or clouds or any number of things. Under it, there's a painting called Honoring Ok-un, I believe it is. And the woman is dressed in her finery. Yellow, I'm not sure the name of the dress, but the dress and the hat match. And she's got a white kind of ribbon around her neck, and she's lifting her skirts and dancing joyously and pointing downwards. Finally, we have Dreaming in Venice by Angelina Woolley. Mm-hmm. And I like this colorful background quite a bit. It looks like it could be abstract. It could be in an abstract tropical forest. Mm-hmm. But the shades are with blues and greens, unexpectedly, that complement her blue dress. She's wearing sunglasses, her arms are folded.
The second one, the woman who's dancing, the first two paintings, there are two women, they both seem to be dancing, they both have these purple fans, and they're both on abstract backgrounds, so multicolored with swirls and dabs in the background. But the focus is very much on the center of the woman. And the one in the green dress, it's a light green dress with a sort of panel, cutaway panel at her back. And she's looking in profile. Even the earring, the hoop earring, is so beautifully rendered, this sort of perfect circle in pink where the metal is shining. Mm. And she's got one hand on her hip, but no features because she's looking away. And then below her, the other woman is in this gold dress. It looks like a kind of Nigerian dress with the big yellow headdress. And she's fanning herself and is holding the fan up near her chin, looking away. And the dynamics of the second painting with the yellow dress are amazing because the woman is moving and posing. Mm. And the fan is really used as a way of breaking up the body and adding another dimension to it.
You can almost see the shadow of the fan underneath too. The purple is reflected on the white of the dress. Mm-hmm. And then the motion is continued in the background, the abstract background. It kind of draws your eye in a circle around the canvas.
And both are cropped so that neither woman's head is totally shown. They're cropped. And they're cropped kind of at the knee, both of them. Mm-hmm. It's very, very focused work and just so beautifully rendered. And the subject is just so dynamic. It's amazing work.
All three, I think, were painted for this show. And they're all the same size. And they're all, like you said, cut at their three-quarters view, I guess it would be, right? From the head to the knees.
My name's Joseph Gallivan, and you're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week is Aurora Josephson. She's the director of Portland Arts Collective, a new gallery downtown at 120 Southwest Harvey Milk Street. And Aurora, who used to do the show, is talking about a show called Women's Work, which is on now through January the 12th. There are a couple of sculptures in here, in vitrines. One is a They're both very surreal. You know, one is a pillar with cherubs at the base. It goes up to a kind of a lockbox made of bricks, or, you know, maybe a little dungeon. But that is pierced. The whole box is pierced by two rose twigs, you know, with the thorns. And everything else, it looks ceramic or it could be plastic.
And there's a little tiny brick, kind of, that one brick has fallen away, and it's meant to be placed however the curator so desires. I didn't want to shake it too much, so I left it where it was.
And then if we just go across here, the other side of the room is another vitrine. There's a ceramic, a woman with sort of brown hands. She's wearing a, I don't know what, it's like a German beer.
Is she like a Frau server? Maiden?
Yeah, of? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a kind of crinoline dress that billows out. Mm-hmm. There's a dog peeping from under it. And then you have this kind of lattice base as well, all ceramic, painted bright colors. Who's this artist?
This is Rana Neuschwander. And she is another local. They're all the artists are from Portland, but yes, so she's from Portland too. But this piece is interesting because she made the first parts of the piece were made by her in like the early 2000s. And then she revisited them again in this year and made this beautiful, so the part of the ceramic is that's broken are from the pieces from earlier, I think, in her career. And then, so it's like a repurposing of the old and making it new again. And the sculpture on top, I believe, is the piece that she made this year.
Rana shows at the Nine Gallery, right, in Blue Sky?
Yes, she just had a showing a few months ago of these figurines, and there are some even larger ones. But I think the idea was repurposing, making the old new again, breaking the mold too, this piece is called.
Okay. Another artist that I've not heard of, but she's obsessed with twins. She has a couple of watercolors and then a large acrylic. So the acrylic is two guys in a flat-bottomed aluminum boat. They could be in a swamp. They're shirtless.
Oh, actually, this one is water. Sorry, the painting is watercolor, wax, and resin, and oil on terra skin paper, all glued to board.
And the guys are in a aluminum flat-bottom boat, and they have poles, you know, to propel the boat, and they're standing up, they're shirtless. They look like they could be in a swamp, judging by the amount of greenery in the water and the trees very close to them. And what's this called?
This one is called Dual Journey. Dual Journey. And so Laura Ross Paul told me that twins run in her family, and her son was supposed to be a twin. And so she's wondering if her grandchildren will have twins. And so the twins are something that reoccur in her work quite a bit over the years.
So these smaller works are, they look like, one of them looks like one body with two heads. It's hard to tell. And they also look like a kind of classical statue, like they're in a toga.
Or they're like playing a toga game. Maybe they're trying to make a horse or something. It looks like the toga is like wrapped around the back or something, and they're playing like a horsey game, or
and,
I don't know.
And large colored circles are overlaid over the work. And then above that, two guys shirtless, sort of with their arms around each other's shoulders and heads, again on a background of trees and what could be flowers.
So the first painting is Twins and Orbs. And, these are watercolors, and she's using iridescent acrylic ink on Yupo paper. And they're pretty small size, about 6 by 6 and 7 by 7. And let's see, the top painting that we just talked about is the two-headed senator.
So your mom is in here, right? Yeah. You just hit up your mom for some paintings.
Well, yeah.
She's been doing dance paintings. So one of them is dancers with sort of moon, cut out moon shapes they're holding on the heads, kind of like slices of watermelon, but, you know, that shape with faces, and then next to it is the same idea, dancers close together, but they're wearing donkey masks. They're under a tree, and it looks like there are other donkeys in the foreground. They're holding hobby horse donkeys as well on sticks.
And so there's a third one also, the alligator. It's called alligator dance. So the three are the dancing the donkey dance, alligator dance, follow the moon dance. Mm-hmm. And she's doing a series of these dance paintings. The next one will be a snake dance, I think. And they're all fresh for this year and for this show.
What medium is this?
This is oil on panel. And yeah, and they're all about the same. I tried to get the show, my original idea was to have works beneath 2 by 2 feet big. So that was the original. But then we had some exceptions and people fall away, as does tend to happen. Mm-hmm. And so this is what we're left with, which I think is a nice mixture of sizes. For the space.
It wouldn't be a show downtown about women's art without some Ava Lake, who also presented Art Focus for many years and is still very busy artist. So you have some of Ava's collages, and they usually focus on women, women's bodies, women's faces. You have crowds superimposed on a telephonist's face. You have a woman in a green fur hat with her face blanked out. She has a martini. Another woman emerging from the New York skyline of what looks like the 40s. And then a slice of a woman's head with what could be like the trail of a plane going down in flames. Very dark.
She's presenting collage work that these are, I think, in a long series of collages that she's been working on over the years.
Are these prints or are these the originals?
These are originals. Yeah, everything in the gallery is original.
Also, near the window, you have an Ava Lake painting, and it's 6 panels. They look like 2 by 2 squares. They're all the rows of vertical stripes. They're very op art, so the colors blend, contrast. It really does play with your eyesight as you look at the different shapes and colors and the way they contrast. So this is why this was Ava's kind of earlier work before she was doing lots and lots of collage of women.
Yes, these are 12 by 12 panels of oil on canvas from 2007. And they're optical illusions that are happening. My mom actually said, she looked at them and said, it's very difficult to get the colors to do what she's doing because you have to get the hues exact, very exact, to get that play
of
color.
So she's blending blue through green into yellow, and then, you know, red through orange, contrasted, you know, side by side with purple. Similarly, there's dark purple that goes to very light lilac, and blue and black. Everything is very vibrant. The clash of colors sort of makes everything seem to move. And Ava is, you know, as a downtown artist and still producing work and going to events. What is the idea of this space?
So the space is meant to be a place that picks up people that maybe were displaced by other galleries that have closed, for all different ages, ranges, and experience levels of artists. There will be some. There's going to be a lot of group shows. We will have our first. Well, we will have both individual shows of artists and group shows of artists. So sometimes we will have an individual show, a show of an individual artist, depending on the situation. For instance, we have February. Dave Meeker will be presenting his lights in the gallery, in concert with the Portland Lights Festival that's happening in the first couple weeks of February. And so we'll light up the window here in the gallery. And we're hoping to also connect it to a pop-up that we're doing at the Hi-Lo Hotel down the street. This month we'll also, if you walk by the down Harvey Milk Street at 300 and go down towards 100, our gallery, there'll be works of art that you can see from the window inside.
Mm-hmm. So you got a deal with a hotel to showcase more work and also send them down here, send the guests down here.
Yes, exactly. So
this is, a lot of this feels like regeneration of downtown because you're on a pretty sketchy block. You know, NATO is still full of tents, even though they've cleared them. They clear them all the time.
They come back. They keep coming back, the tents.
What do you think is the role of the arts, this kind of gallery, small kind of scrappy gallery in this context now?
I feel that like I said in the beginning, you can make a stand in Portland, and it's important that we do, that we all do our part, do our work, you know, to get Portland back to the place that I wanted, that I left it when in 1992 when I moved to California. And, you know, I moved back right before COVID, but I want to see this city thriving, and I want to see a transformation happen where there's more art, more culture happening, not less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a good step in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to involve the community and not just be looking at people's art from afar. You know what I mean? Like other organizations do. I want to bring in people from afar to see Portland and our work, and so that they can take that away with them too.
Mm-hmm. My name is Joseph Gallivan. You've been listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guest this week was Aurora Josephson. She was talking about women's work, a show on now through January 12th at Portland Arts Collective, which is at 120 Southwest Harvey Milk Street. Thanks very much for doing Art Focus at very short notice in person, Aurora.
Oh, thank you. You've been a delight. I've really enjoyed myself and my time here on the radio with you.
Andy Warhol, Silver Screen, can't tell them apart at all.